Hi, everyone. Hope you all had a fantastic weekend. Broncos back on the field Sunday for day three of camp, and here are three things you need to know from the work they put in. No pads yesterday, shoulder pads today, full pads on Monday. Head coach Gary Kubiak and the staff are slowly dialing up the contact and intensity every day.
I thought it was good. You know, I want to see us finish practice a little better than we've been finishing when we get a little deeper into practice, you know, but I thought it was a good start with our pads and kind of made plays on both sides of the ball today. Made some big plays offensively, made turnovers defensively. And it's what it ought to look like if you're a good team. You know, everybody ought to be making plays. So I feel good about it. It was a good start.
That's the first thing I tried to do on my first carry. I missed the first cut on purpose just to be physical, to be honest. Tomorrow will be full pads and then just ramp up. But we're starting to get to play real football, which is great. So we're just not a great day today, but we'll get better as offense and keep going.
Veteran players could get their first rest day Monday, a lightened load, which means Brock Osweiler could get his first crack at running with the ones. We've heard plenty about how much Peyton Manning is enjoying the team's new offense, but what about Brock?
You know, I love it. There's a lot of things in this offense that we did back at ASU when I was in school. So I really like those things. Then, like you said, you know, getting out of the pocket, moving around, being able to use my athleticism, making some plays with my feet. I'm very excited about this offense, and you know, we're just diving into it. But in a couple weeks, you know, when we go up to Seattle, I'm excited to get out there on the game field and really run it.
I think it's important that he walks out of the locker room. It's his team for the day, and Peyton needs his break. And so I think those will be big days for him. But he's improving. I want his feet to continue to improve. I think if his feet improve, he'll be a better player. And that's something I'm staying on him about. But, yes, those leadership days are coming. Yeah.
So tomorrow's the rest day for Peyton?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Full pads will also give the best sample of how the team's running game is progressing so far, and both C.J. Anderson and Monte Ball know they both have to keep working to stay at the top of the depth chart.
It feels me. I mean, that's what he told me. That's what he's supposed to say. Is he supposed to say, hey, man, C.J., go ahead and have it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just friendly. You know, we help each other a lot. You know, he helped me today. I helped him today. You know, it was the first thing in pass, so we was all excited. We just all had to calm down, and then when we got to our reads, we had a better day.
You know, it's compete. CJ's going to start it off, but I'm going to be right there, though. You know, it's a two-back system, so you need two running backs for this.